everyone. I'd like to welcome all of you back to Ohio Exopolitics. It's December 6th, 10:30 a.m., and I'm going to play an interesting clip by Dr. Steve Pichenik.
Make the best of it to make a merger with the other houses. At the same time, there are arrests being made in Florida. Over 300 to 700 people were arrested in northern Florida, southern Florida, in regards to this illegal activity and pedophilia. That's the other element that we've been looking at. The military has been deployed all over the United States. We're quiet about it. And at the same time, I will guarantee you Biden will not become president of the United States because right now he's wearing possibly an ankle bracelet because he said he has a little bit of problem on his ankle and he's twisted his ankle. I don't believe that. So you might look at that problem. So in effect, what you're seeing now.
Oh, Doc, come on, Doc. Now that sounds like Q stuff. He's got an ankle bracelet. I mean, I hope so.
And what's happening now in every state, every county, we know the governors, the political operatives, the people on the ground who are corrupt. This is a massive, massive amount.
Why do you think that federal judge, Batten, first said, yes, save the servers, then don't save the servers, and said, yes, do save them, in the same day three times? That's unprecedented.
Because we already know which servers have been compromised. We know exactly what has been happening. There's a reason why military intelligence and not civilian intelligence was brought in.
They get shot in the head. Remember, this is a war. This is the real deal, folks. Need to understand this. And that shows how paralyzed and cut off the president is. They had the former deputy attorney general or acting attorney general, and he's a good guy, on Fox right now. And he's like, well, none of these state legislatures or courts will stand up for the president. Well, finally, a court said, oh, you can hold the files for 10 days in Georgia, but now they're saying, oh, no, it's proprietary. We can't stay in attack formation. So it, of margins of victory, not 1% in battlegrounds, but 2-3
men in cyber command that I was to announce on your show, Owen Schroyer's show, that we had put QFS watermarks on all the ballots. We had monitored all the machines on Dominion, and we had expected everything to come out, and it came out of cyber control. I don't have the same fear factor that you have, but I do respect you. Number one, we don't need martial law. What we have in effect now is we have prepared the sting operation, which I announced here on Alex Jones because I was given that permission by exactly Cyber Command. And let me explain what I mean by that and what is happening from my point of view. Number one, gentlemen like Keith Alexander, who was head of Cyber Command, G2 Army Intelligence, trained another general by the name of Nakasone. General Nakasone is the third generation Japanese-American, a war hero, four-star general, who is in the White House, has been in the White House for over 4 years, and is the man in charge of having put in all the watermarks, all the cyber indications and marks on everything that we needed in Dominion and everywhere else around the country for us to monitor all of the irregularities. This was not unexpected. As I said, we had done the same thing with Hillary Clinton. She remained silent.
Well, let's be clear. Some people say you're making this up and you're full of it. Let me just say what we know, okay? And I think you're a credible person. I respect you. You've been really accurate in the past. So that goes a long way for me. Trump set up a task force, an executive order on election fraud, to track it and control it 2 years ago. We know, at least at the software levels, they had Homeland Security and Cyber Command trying to monitor it, and Trump was over at the Naval building where the vice president lives on that night. We know all that. I know that the White House contacted me and said, look into China and Dominion, and sure as hell there it is in the SEC. So clearly, I mean, Trump said they're going to try to steal it, and these ballots are a fraud. So he said, my only question is how much the government's loyal, how much isn't, and, you know, I just hope that people aren't being over-optimistic to you because they're acting like Biden's about to be sworn in.
I'm not an optimist. I'm a realist. Basically, exactly what I'm told, and I understand what's happening. People can attack me if they want. They can read my history if they want. I'm not here to apologize. I'm not here to make excuses. This is what I've been saying all along. I said that Biden, we knew he was corrupt. Number two, we know that Simon and Schuster will have a merger with Random House because Simon and Schuster made all of their money from being anti-Trump. Now, we can stop that if you want, and that's one of the reasons why I go on. It's a $2.2 billion acquisition. At the same time, I can tell you that Nakasone has been running a very effective monitoring system and that we have deployed military elements all over the country. I can tell you that in North Florida, the amount of planes that have come in with war equipment, with a regular Army, National Guard, and others has increased markedly. I can tell you that at the same time, John Roberts, the Supreme Court, may have a problem. He is a sick man. He's had a history of seizures. We know that his interpretation of corruption is what we call the minimalist quid pro quo corruption, meaning that in many ways he has allowed corruption in the system to expand both at the state level and the national level. Trump knew this. At the same Trump knew that Krebs, whoever this gentleman was, went to George Mason University and was head of cybersecurity at Homeland Security, was not even relevant to the entire situation.
Doc, now, stay there. You'll have the floor next segment. You'll have the floor next segment, but I want you to talk in language we can all understand. I mean, I get most of what you're saying. The audience is really smart, but maybe you lost some of them. Give us the prime analysis of where the country is, of what's happening. I'll tell you this. Trump being in the background, waiting for the courts to take action, you know, is one view of why he's doing it. Other views are he knows this is really going on, and this is this big sting, and he knows he has, you know, all this incredible evidence. I hear him on Fox News. I hear the few interviews. He sounds more confident and more happy than he's ever sounded. So if you're going off body language, he either knows he's got him or he's being fed a line of bull, and so are you. But regardless, we know he set up this whole surveillance system on the election 2 years ago. So that is going on. We know there is watermarks at many state levels. The question is, was Homeland Security involved in that? Regardless, we now have this smoking gun out of Switzerland with the Chinese government funding Dominion. That's open and shut right there for me. StevePochenik.com is the website. We'll be right back with Steve Pochenik. I'm Alex Jones. Little less talk, a little more action. How do they put a corpse like Joe Biden in, who can hardly walk or talk? How do they put Kamala Harris, who polled at less than 0.5% with Democrat voters, even lower with blacks? I mean, she's incredibly disingenuous and faker than a plastic banana. And then the massive evidence of fraud and the media saying there is no evidence, and it's just founting out like an exploded dam. And then you've got Hunter Biden and the laptop confirmed, a Chinese agent, his dad bragging he's a Chinese agent, he's a Russian agent, everything they said about Trump. And then they're up there, oh, I'm the office of president-elect, and then Trump's going through the process through the states, and I get he wants to go to the Supreme Court. He knows his political operatives in the other states. They're having incredible hearings where they put on, have computer scientists, eyewitnesses of the fraud. They say that the counting stopped. It doesn't stop. They say water mains break. They don't break. Then they're doing a recount, and then the Dominion servers crash in Georgia so they can put up fake numbers. I mean, they have really... I agree that this is a sting by God, because down the road, Biden and this attempted theft will just blow up in their face bigger, even if they're able to get rid of Trump. But if Congress doesn't stand up, if the electors on December 15th, Dr. Steve Pochenik, don't say no to this fraud, then they will put Biden in, and Trump says he'll go. So if there is these watermarks and all this proof, and I believe you talked to those sources who told you, so I believe you're in good faith. I think you're a good person. When do we see the cards on the table? What's about to happen? Like, why would the White House... See, to me, this doesn't mean I'm important. It means the president's a quadriplegic, politically cut off. Why would they get me to go after Soros and the Chi-Coms, and then it's true, and we get the smoking gun documents, but it takes us 2.5 weeks to get it? Why? I mean, if they have this, why?
Let me explain something. The one thing I do, and I've done in the past, and I've been involved with the Nixon transition. Remember, we had a quandary with Nixon. We had a Watergate situation. We were involved, and I was involved in what's called a soft coup, the transfer of power. Then we had Iran-Contra under Reagan, where we had a problem. I had to be involved in that. We maintained that and quieted it. What I've been told and what I'm saying to you, and I appreciate the fact that you're getting very excited, but the reality is the game has already been played, was that Trump anticipated most of this. Trump actually and the intelligence community really picked you as the source for which I was to announce what they wanted me to announce. And I'm not just a certain person or stooge because I don't get paid. I'm really not interested in promotion. I really don't garner anything other than being a, oh, you're getting excited. What is happening all around you, Alex, is exactly what we, the New York Times is going under. The Washington Post is going under. Simon & Schuster is going under, and they're trying to make the best of it to make a merger with the other houses. At the same time, there are arrests being made in Florida. Over 300 to 700 people were arrested in northern Florida, southern Florida, with in regards to this illegal activity and pedophilia. That's the other element that we've been looking at. The military has been deployed all over the United States. We're quiet about it. And at the same time, I will guarantee you Biden will not become president of the United States because right now he's wearing possibly an ankle bracelet because he said he has a little bit of problem on his ankle and he's, you know, he's twisted his ankle. I don't believe that. So you might look at that problem. So in effect, what you're seeing now.
Oh, Doc, come on. Doc, now that sounds like Q stuff. He's got an ankle bracelet. I mean, I hope so. I hope he gets a different type of bracelet. But
look, I can't get excited the way you can, Alex. That's the reason why I come on. I mean, this is not unusual for me. We said it a long time ago.
Well, I want to believe you. Okay, so in 50 days, let me tell you this, buddy. I am going to. I'm just going to, if you're right in 50 days, you are going to be the king of the planet to me. I already really like you. You've given me great info over the years. You've been on the show for 19 years. It's been really accurate info. So I just hope you're right.
Well, let me put it this way. What exactly is the alternative? Is Biden coming in with a history of corruption?
No, I get it. If we believe he's a criminal and going down, that will give people confidence and he'll be defeated. And we do have incredible evidence. This is insane. The Democrats would try this. Talk about self-destruction.
Well, but that's exactly what happened. Last time I was on your show, you asked me, what is the dynamics to self-destruction? I told you, it's arrogance, the self-aggrandizement, denial, distortion, and exactly what's happening. And the reason for it is because they can no longer admit the reality that Trump, whoever he might be, and he's going to be ruthless, and he is ruthless, but at the same time, he understood when he came into the administration that it was so corrupt, both Republicans and Democrats were so corrupt, that he had to rely
on... Okay, then give us a timeline. We're 50 days out. What do you expect to start seeing happen?
December 14th, you're going to see the electoral colleges go back to Trump. Basically, he will remain in power in January. You have special forces, a unit underneath now the Secretary of Defense, Miller. We've deployed all
types... And by the way, you did say a month ago, right before the election, you said Watts are about to replace the Secretary of Defense, all that. You said 2 months ago it happened. So tell me what's going on with that, because that's got the left really scared.
Well, it's not an accident. I don't make prognostications like that. I said Gina Haspel has to go. She left. But there's going to be more serious repercussions for the CIA. Esper had to go. He's left. The CIA and Brennan, Obama, Clinton, and the Bushes have to be held accountable. This is what you're watching.
Never is that why Brennan said 2 weeks ago, Trump's more dangerous than ever, must be removed now, we can't leave him in till the inauguration? Because he looks scared. He's always looked very arrogant, Brennan does. He looks scared now.
He has to be scared because he knows that the military intelligence, the people I work with, the key Alex Anderson. He was put, Keith Alexander went just before at the same time to Amazon. Now, the reason we put him in Amazon is because Amazon is the largest private cloud computing service in the world. At the same time, we have his protege, Nakasone, in the White House. At the same time, I've got Boykin Special Forces underneath Miller, who brought in the Special Forces and took it out of the Department of Defense and under the Army and brought it right to the top. So everything I told you is happening right now. The fact that you're getting excited, I can't help that, Alex. I am what I am. I'm a person who says what I know. I can't make up the stories. If I did, that's why I sell fiction underneath the Clancy.
No, I hear you. Well, I mean, I know this. I got contacted by the White House, and they told me, look into this company, look into the Chinese, and sure as hell it was all there, and now we're breaking it. So, I mean, I think that just means they probably went to Fox and everybody else wouldn't break it, but this is the total proof on Infowars.com right now. I mean, Dr. Pashenik, is that not bombshell that the Chinese put in $400 million into Dominion a month before the election?
No. And the reason why is we knew that Dominion was corrupt. We understood exactly what the Chinese and Xi Jinping did. Actually, believe it or not, because of your show and that video that I did with you, it was sent to China. And believe it or not, I got a call from what I call my Chinese nanny, who's been my control officer in China for the past 30 years. That meant President Xi and the Public Bureau of Safety in China personally had to call me up 3 weeks ago because of the show that I went on your show, Alex, to explain that they are not looking for any trouble, to say that it was an excellent show, meaning that they don't want to get into a problem situation. Whatever their investments are in Dominion, you have to understand one thing. Dominion was a corrupt company from its very start.
Stay there. Let's talk about what you see happening next, Pashenik, and I pray to God you're right, because I know the evidence is overwhelming, but this is just incredible. StevePashenik.com is his website. Infowars.com is ours. Get the Dominion article out, folks. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to be playing hooky in the next 2 hours when Paul Joseph Watson has Candace Owens, an amazing guest, on. I am so busy with breaking news and documents and intel that I have to go off air. And tomorrow we'll have giant breaking news here for you on air with the information I'm going to be getting. But it's so huge, I'm going to have to go off air in about 10 minutes. Paul Joseph Watson will take over. I'll probably be back on the Roar Room this evening. But you'll see some of the big news tomorrow on multiple fronts. We're entering that zeitgeist point. And Steve Pashenik, you know, has never really steered us wrong on things. I hope he's right, but this is what I do know. I am a public figure, so I get to gauge the public. And I went from, you know, every 100th hand I shake, somebody saying, F you, Russian agent. That never even happens anymore. And now it's young women, it's black people, it's Hispanics, it's old people, it's Asians, it's Muslims. InfoWars is totally in the zeitgeist. I can't walk down the street now. The cars just start stopping. Okay. And that's not about Alex is a big guy. I'm great. That's people are really awake. And so at a sick Machiavellian level, I hope they actually try to put Biden in because he's so unpopular and it's such a joke to put Skeletor in there. No one's going to buy it. So that's something that's positive that should be, you know, added. I mean, here's an example. We don't really promote our radio affiliates, TV and cable affiliates, because the left targets them and harasses them. So we don't put a list of them up. We're gaining 20 cable systems a week right now. We're gaining TV stations every day. I was just back there looking at a map this week. Over 100 cable systems as people leave Fox News and the rest of it around the country. So I want you to know, keeping us on air is so critical, because we get these cable systems. These are new viewers. They don't buy the products. It's you, the original hardcore audience, that buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. 10% off with promo code Patriot on top of all the other big discounts. X2, X3, DNA Force Plus, Ultra 12, the DNA Force, the PQQ, the CoQ10, sold out for a year because of the shutdowns and things. We now have Alpha Power for your libido, your stamina, people love so much. That's back in stock. But just keep financially supporting us, because we're having fabulous success despite the bans online with radio stations, TV stations, cable stations. and just huge audience increase fivefold, you know, what we had just a year ago on our own stream. So thank God for your prayers and support. But now's the time to fund us more than ever, because I'm spending everything I got in this fight. Dr. Steve Pachenik, we really appreciate you. I'm trying to give people the truth, the good news. I'm seeing a major bellwether, however this cookie crumbles. But other key points you'd like to add about what's coming up, what you think the American people should be doing right now?
Number one, let's remember, it was on your show that I said a year ago or 2 years ago, John Bolton should never have been brought into the White House. That turned out to be correct. It was on your show that I said Tony Fauci is totally out of control. He was my intern at Cornell University Medical College. I said he's an excellent medical doctor that has no capability to run an epidemic. It was I who ran the epidemic for Ebola. There was no one on the Biden team who ran the epidemic for Ebola because I had to use the military. So I'm telling you, Beijing called me directly because of the show that you're doing right now. And we wanted to use you as the main thoroughfare for that announcement. The last part that you have to know is that, ironically, one of my neighbors in northern Florida increased the fencing and the size of Gitmo by 200%. In other words, I have a neighbor who's in charge of wire and fencing for prisons. And he went to Gitmo a year ago and increased the size of Gitmo, Guantanamo Bay, by over 100%.
Why did the Justice Department a week ago change it to add electric chair and hanging and firing squad again?
Because Trump, let me go back to the point, Trump understood exactly what was about to happen. A month ago, I said to you, he's Sun Tzu. The art of war is to allow your enemies to make all those mistakes. A year ago or 2 years ago, he had passed a national executive order including the concept of treason and national treason. And what you're seeing now, forget the Chinese influence, what you're seeing.
So is this like when a fish bites on the line, you let them run with it till they get tired?
Correct. And what's happening now in every state, every county, we know the governors, the political operatives, the people on the ground who are corrupt. This is a massive, massive amount.
Why do you think that federal judge, Batten, first said, yes, save the servers, then don't save the servers, and said, yes, do save them, in the same day three times? That's unprecedented.
Because we already know which servers have been compromised. We know exactly what has been happening. There's a reason why military intelligence and not civilian intelligence was brought in. And what you have to understand, and I've said it to you since 9/11, this is the payback from all of those of us who served in the military, and particularly military intelligence, for the 9/11 false flags created by the Bushes, the concepts and the irregularities created by the Clintons, the total nonsense narrative created by Brennan and Obama, who was nothing more than a Manchurian candidate. This is all the payback for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan that we didn't have to go to. You have to understand it on the level of those of us who had to go overseas to fight wars that were created by the CIA. And let me go back to the greatest president we had, Eisenhower, who once said in the 1950s, that the CIA has created a legacy of ashes unknown in the history of this country. That's 1950. So you imagine what's been happening for the next 50 years that was created by the CIA, political operatives like the Bushes, the Clintons, the Obamas, and so forth and so on. So this has been going on for 40 to 50 years. And we were fortunate, or God sent us a man who was a businessman who decided to help us out. Thanks to his wife, Melania, and his sons, Eric, and Trump Jr., and all the others, Ivanka, and all the other people in his family. They came forth to serve the country, not to serve themselves.
Now, we know Trump's lost most of his wealth during this, but I go during the breaks. Fox News has Biden measuring the drapes, and they're like, well, Trump will still be powerful as a Republican leader. I mean, even Fox News says Trump's done. So I don't – what happens if you're right and all this gaslighting fails? Is that just totally in the mainstream media, the zombie media, because the dinosaur media? Because they'll be – I mean, they are just completely committed fraudulently that Joe Biden is the president-elect.
Well, it's incorrect. First of all, what happens to dinosaurs? They die. They're eliminated. Alex, when I said to you 20 years ago, we have decided to use you as the main channel. I've said it repeatedly. Alternative media, the Alex Jones Show, became mainstream media. Now, how did that happen over 20 years where increasingly the New York Times was funded with more money, became irrelevant? ABC, NBC, CBS, irrelevant. All the TV shows, irrelevant. Hollywood, dead. What happened? Netflix. What's happened? Alex Jones. Just what we predicted years ago.
Don't they get that the more they lie, people go with the opposite of what they say? They're not even smart enough to Machiavelli say the truth because the public would then go against it. They just are so arrogant. They keep lying.
Because you got to remember something, Alex. When you are addicted to a lie, when you're addicted to the same phrases that you live by, remember, all of these politicians, you're talking about thousands of them all over the United States, Republicans and Democrats.
They're in their own rut. They're in their own bubble.
It's not only their own bubble. They're used to paying off for what they need. They're used to manipulation. They're used to cronyism. They're used to using all kinds of favors to get into position. The very nature of politics is nothing more than kind of a whorish element. You basically sell yourself to the highest bidder to come into a process that really has no outcome.
I learned that. I had so many that quit years ago. They come out and say, what's your price? The price went up and up. I said, the price is freedom. Dr. Pechenik, God bless you. We'll talk to you soon. StevePechenik.com. Have a great week coming up.
You too.
Well, folks, that is an amazing thing. I guess Dr. Pechenik is saying by December 14th, we'll know what's happening, that Biden sting that's taking place will be obvious on December 14th. Let's hope. I think I could listen to that tape again just to get all the details. There's so much happening. Anyway, I guess this is a show. Just one clip today. I just felt a very strong urge to make that available again. Anyway, that was Dr. Steve Pechenik on the Alex Jones Show. You've been listening to Ohio Exopolitics. I'm your host, Mark Snyder. Thanks.